And just as music sets a mood, so can lighting. Now, if you don't have a Hollywood lighting designer coming over tonight, you might turn that little dial switch on the wall to suggest a little romance, the dimmer switch. From WHYY's The Pulse in Philadelphia, Todd Bookman has the backstory to one of the great American inventions.
Joel Spear's mother was a knockout, and this undoubtedly affected the course of his life.
He was always very aware of aesthetics because his mother was a model in New York City.
Spear was family to not only lookers, but also very successful, driven people. His dad used to frequent speakeasies before gaining a seat on the state liquor board. His father-in-law started an electronics company, then a giant magazine publishing business.
His sister ended up going into the art world and became the number two at the Guggenheim. So there's always been this right brain, left brain, the arts and the sciences in our family, very Bauhaus.
This is Joel Spear's daughter, Susan Hakkarainen. Her dad earned a physics degree before moving to New York City. It was there, in his Manhattan apartment, in 1959, where his tinkering would result in the device that forever changed the way humans see each other. It was a new type of transistor that dramatically shrunk the hardware required to lower the lights, the dimmer switch. Spear grabbed a patent and formed Lutron Electronics, which is still based in Coopersburg, Pennsylvania. Lutron didn't market the dimmer to electricians or contractors. Instead, Spear wanted to appeal to a different audience, to women, to wives interested in perhaps generating a little extra spice at home. Picture Mad Men's Betty Draper, bored in the suburbs. The company called its dimmer the Capri. Susan Hakkarainen says every detail of the ad campaign was considered, right down to the packaging.
He was looking for a box that was attractive, and he found that a company did an overrun of perfume boxes. This box manufacturer had these beautiful perfume boxes, and he said, you know what, I'll take these off your hands and just print my name on it. And these were beautiful boxes when everybody else was doing industrial boxes.
Along with the nice boxes, he set up displays in New York department stores like E.J. Corvette's, so women could experience the dial for themselves. A side-by-side promotional photo shows a stay-at-home mom sipping coffee under bright lights. But when they get dimmed, out comes a domestic goddess, a half acre of décolletage on display, her face softly burning with desire.
The theme in the early days was dial romance.
Michael Pacina is the current president of Lutron. He says the Don Draper-style campaign was built around the idea that kids could still do their homework after school at the dining room table. But once they were safely tucked in, the adults could ponder making more kids at the turn of a knob.
Because there's nothing more romantic than that beautiful flicker of a candlelight. And the dimming technology could allow that to happen. So any light for any need or any use of the space. And the dining room was a nice place for that.
The dimmer soon expanded beyond the dining room and into the living room and eventually the bedroom. It gave these spaces access to the secrets of Hollywood lighting designers. The low light softens hard edges, the wayward hairs, the bags under our eyes. It glances off surfaces rather than spotlighting them. Today, Lutron manufactures thousands of other products, and Joel Spear's name is on hundreds of patents. But he'll be forever remembered for the dimmer. In 2010, the original was added to the Smithsonian's collection. Michael Pacina joined Spira at the unveiling.
And as they took the shroud off the case, there was one of Alexander Graham Bell's original telegraphs. There was a Thomas Edison light bulb. And there was Joel Spira's light dimmer, first notebook and original prototype. And I looked at him, and he couldn't say a word.
Joel Spira was still the face of the company when he passed away in April of this year at the age of 88. He survived by his wife of six decades, Ruth, and their three daughters, including Susan.
They were always romantic, and we'd always get from my father, all of us daughters would get chocolates on Valentine's Day from your secret admirer.
Chocolates, love notes, nicknames. This guy was smooth, and with his invention, the rest of us could feel a little smoother too. For NPR News, I'm Todd Bookman in Philadelphia.